Welcome back to another episode of the Radelaide Summer Podcast. This week we cover double trouble chats with power couple Wahooligan and the Beta. The king gets crowned just to make his head a little bigger.
That is the five head.
Bikey wipes. Want to see all your bikes clean with an awesome discount code. And of course, more. Come along for the ride.
Now, if you're new to the podcast and haven't listened before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards, watching you do your efforts up Norton Summit and discuss them here on the podcast, whether you like it or not. Now, there's a chance we might shame you, but we promise not to name you personally. And the odds are high, we'll probably shame ourselves because we're not as fast as you. Oh, I am this week.
You are, yes.
Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their goals. So let's introduce ourselves. We are your summiteers. Alex.
Hello.
Cashy.
Wahooligan.
Hello.
The Beta.
G'day, guys.
And I am the Wang. Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners, to another Adelaide Summit podcast.
Good work, Wang. As always, we need to know what's been happening on or around the summit this week, starting with you, Cashy.
G'day.
Cashy, you've been a bit MIA this week.
When are you going to go up
actually,
north?
I have been in actual Brisbane.
Yeah.
Brisbane.
I went up the summit a couple of times this week.
Good boy.
Which was quite good. Got in 12 hours this week.
Because it's on Strava.
And 2 days in Brizzy as well, which was good. Good to see the fam. And some big work trips. And sent my boss off. It was his last week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Wow. So he spilled all
was
the
that
tea.
His last day, was it?
Yeah.
Friday?
On Friday, yeah. So it was nice.
Spill the tea.
Yeah, it was great.
You filling that role?
Nice. No.
No?
Hell no. Hell no.
Be a nice little pay rise.
Yeah, it would.
Along with an extra 27 million hours of stress.
Yes, the 25-8 job. No, thank you.
No.
It was good. Short, sharp week, actually. I was on the cusp of getting sick, so I smashed the Armour Force and a Panadol and a bath, and then went to sleep and slept for like 10 hours. It was great.
Nice.
Beautiful. Alex sleeps for that. Yeah. That's a week of Alex asleep.
We can talk about the loop. I've got it recorded now.
Yes.
We were supposed to speak about it last week.
I'm interested in this. But that's it. It was actually a pretty good week.
No climbing this week?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
Got a couple of flashes and some red tags, so it was good. Win-win. That was good. I am losing a little bit of skin, but that's fine.
That's not from the climbing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Office worker.
Yeah, office worker.
I know the feeling.
Pressing keys.
Now, I'm surprised that you fit through the garage.
What's that, mate?
Well, you got a little mate, the head is so big right now.
No,
it cannot
not.
Fit in the door.
No, it's not.
You won a little award during the week.
You won a little
apparently.
Award.
Yeah. Apparently.
Hmm.
Just this.
I didn't actually know much about it, to be honest with you.
Oh, humble.
Masters Cyclist of the Year or whatever it was.
Well done.
The guy who beat me for the Australian one couldn't beat me because he doesn't live in this state, so I was all good. So, yeah, apparently there's some award we get. Some trophy is being made up as we speak. So,
yeah, trophy.
Yeah.
Huh.
I might put it on the wall
impressive.
In here.
Presentation.
How is that awarded?
No idea,
based
mate.
On results? Or
yeah, I think it's based on results. might be a bit of both. just rate on results, I think.
Yeah. So, do you get paid?
Huh?
Do you get like dollar value or a discount?
No, the trophy's just like a stick
pat on the back.
Yeah.
A big plant.
Not for stunts.
No.
Not for stunts.
I'll show you the listeners when I get my trophy. They're being made.
Show them what?
The trophy.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you had the week off then after getting that award?
No. Off the bike?
Yeah.
Fuck. No, I'd have to be dead for it to be off the bike.
How was your week? Just a small one this week?
Another big one this week. Bigger than I planned. 24 and a half hours. So 857K I got in this week. So thanks to a pretty large weekend. So
did you work all week as well? Did you have a day off?
I had a day off on Friday. Because
we don't want to do 5 days, people.
Yeah. No, 4 days this week. Then we got public holiday, so it'll be another 4 day this week. Then it'll be another 4 days.
You only worked 4 days last week too.
Yeah. No, I had Nate had...
Consistency is king. Yeah.
Nate had Sapsaza on Thursday, so I had to go and watch him.
Here's a what?
Sapsaza Sports.
Sapsaza. Oh, okay.
Sapsaza's like state sports day.
Sport.
it.
Schools Association or something.
Much better subject.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went and watched him in his events.
What did he do?
And also
high jump.
High jump.
Case.
Yeah. High jump. And he's actually not bad.
Really?
Yeah. High jump. He come fifth. And he done that 4x100 meter relay where they come fourth.
Nice.
So that wasn't bad. So, yeah, Monday was just a normal Zwift in the morning, lunchtime, and then just a ride after work. Tuesday, went out with the real Chamoy.
Wayne's weather was on point.
I listened to my own weather forecast, and it was on point with the Tailey, so he gave Norton a bit of a nudge, which we'll hear later. Wednesday, just, yeah, the normal Zwift, two sessions. Then I went out and targeted a comm from one of our teammates, poor Callum, so took one of his comms. So maybe that'll give him the motivation.
I don't know that it will.
What comm was it?
It goes up Norton's to Turingi and then down.
I saw that one actually. Yeah.
You know, when you get to the first pin and you first hairpin, you can go straight.
Yeah.
What's the name of that?
So that's Euro Norton.
Whatever it is, Euro Norton.
Yeah, so you come down that one. So you're up Norton. And then Turingi, and then down that one.
It's like
back
a loop.
To the bottom.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a fast descent.
Huh?
Fast descent.
What were you on, the TT?
Yeah, TT one.
And you went down.
And you went down it. Yeah.
I got a PB. I got a downhill PB on Anstey's.
Have
on
you
the
seen
TV.
This guy go downhill on the on any bike, for example?
No, today they sent it down north.
Yeah, we sent it down north today.
He's getting a little bit cocky recently.
Almost got killed by a black BMW. That's okay.
X5.
Yeah. Yeah, Thursday. Yeah, just another normal Swifty and right after work. Friday, had the day off work, had Nate Sapsaza in his event, as we spoke about. Yesterday, rode down to Chop and then got talked into doing a Lobie loop. So that was a rather large day, 160. And then today, did had a big turnout for our Sunday church ride, didn't we? So
bloody
went. We had a bit of a comm targeted today for Wahooligan over there.
Is there a bit of a lead out or what?
There definitely was a lead out.
She got the windy comm by. Oh, she'll tell us when we get there.
Yeah, just taking the credits away.
Yeah, sorry. So it was a bit of a different loop today. We went up Windies, then Clarendon, like where the roads resurfaced.
Tangerilla.
And then.
Wait. The roads resurfaced.
Yeah,
Clarendon.
Down Clarendon. Did you know that?
tell Miss Piggy.
Yeah, tell Miss Piggy that. And then, where'd we go? You. Went to.
Sort of through Kangarilla.
I don't even know.
Nice through the Kaipo.
Like. Yeah, through Kaipo. And then back the around there. To like the back way into Meadows. And then Chunga, Harndorf. Yeah. And then back. Back some back streets, Uraidla, back down Norton. So
I like it.
Big week. So what about yourself, Alex?
For fuck,
on Friday. Friday night we had Geordie's 21st.
Yes.
That was a laugh.
We left at the right time.
They were just finishing up when I was riding down Monty on Saturday morning. At lunchtime, they were just cleaning up then. But they went hard.
The kids these days, they tried to put up a tent whilst they were sober and they couldn't get it right.
Fuck, no. Yeah, it wasn't a bad night. It would have been
freaking cold. Like, we were freezing at, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, and 9 o'clock
they
it was
slept
cold.
Down in the grass.
No, Geordie wouldn't have felt anything.
There was a grain of fortune hanging from the window.
From mum's fucking clothesline. They had the beer bongs going.
So I got to meet Cheryl, Matt's mum.
Oh, Matthew's mum.
And I got to meet your dad. What's your dad's name again?
Ian.
Ian.
How did Geordie introduce me?
Hey, this is Alex.
Oh, is that Ian? I thought that might have been like your crazy uncle or something. Because like,
Yes, exactly.
That's why I thought it was the uncle.
No. Geordie goes, anyway. Ian, this is Matt's boyfriend, Alex. Pretty sure he's not into that kind of stuff. Fuck off.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was quite interesting.
Yeah. You didn't get to do the burnouts.
I didn't get
on
to
the
do
lawn.
The burnouts on the grass. Everyone that comes in Monty, that beautiful grass just before the fire station, Matt's dad.
Yeah.
All over it.
Does a good job of that.
But yes, no, my week, nothing super exciting bike related. I think I've got a bit of a holiday come down after the couple of weeks away.
Yeah.
9 hours on the bike, gym plunge on top of that. I did get a new warranty replacement saddle because I broke the power arc.
Oh.
Yes. It's amazing how much power you lose bouncing around on top of a
saddle. Yeah, it is.
I felt way faster the last couple of days. I have been back smashing renos on the house. Plumber came in during the week. Asbestos removal tomorrow.
That's always helpful.
Wang's room is taking shape.
Yes.
Yeah. Leave some of that asbestos in there for you. Yeah. Wang said, we hit the house party scene on Friday night for Geordie's 21st.
Very good.
It was amazing.
Did you one to one, Geordie?
With the shots, yeah, but not with the wine. Man, that dude could smash some wine.
He was just drinking it straight out of the bottle.
Red wine or white?
White wine. Yeah.
That wouldn't feel good the next time.
So, yeah, that was my week. I just did Outer Harbour Loop this afternoon before coming here. And, yeah, that's it. What about you guys?
Yeah.
What's happened in the last 7 days?
Yeah, question. For me, just a couple of Zwift sessions in the week. Got out with Maria on Zwift. She's a good pace partner, rate the Z1.
Tori's okay with that?
Yeah.
Tori's all right. Not too many K's with Maria. Yeah. Be a color.
Yeah. Then got a couple of green heels in with Donnie.
I saw that.
Absolutely pumping headwind up that thing. I remember waking up just thinking, Donnie's coming down Green Hill. I just hear the wind howling. I'm like, is the man okay? Like, it's probably shit all over the road. It's pitch black. But
what time do you do that? Like 5 a.m.?
Yeah, normally try and meet at the bottom just after 5, like 5:20 or 5:30.
Yeah, fuck.
It was pretty cold early. Too. It's been like it felt like winter.
What day was that?
Yeah, that was Thursday.
Yeah,
that
was
week. No. Yeah. Oh. Horrible. Yeah. And then Supers yesterday, awesome turnout on Supers. It was good.
It's getting
to see
a few more people out there again.
Yeah, it's been
since you started going back out and smashing.
Yeah.
They're all coming.
No PRs though, unfortunately.
Not with that wind yesterday.
Yeah.
What drive though? I swear I did not coast once. Yeah. And I just, like, found my free hop.
Yeah. The chain was tight the whole way.
Yeah.
And then, the bunchy today.
Yeah, that was huge Sunday numbers church. Today. Yeah, good, it was good.
Good turnout.
Good another loop by Tommy Timmons.
Yeah.
He's the loop master, isn't he?
Loop king.
Yeah.
He knows how to do it. Got on the Strava Premium, so that helps a bit.
And then finished at the Best Baker in Adelaide.
That's it.
What, Iron Spot?
No.
Waddle Park.
Good bakery.
The donuts.
Waddle Park.
Top of Kensington Road.
Is that Waddle Park?
Yeah.
That
vanilla slice there is almost unachievable. It's fucking massive.
Maybe I'll go the next
one. They bake on site, so everything is very good.
It is. Awesome. Good location. Yeah.
Fresh.
And I only realised today those bike hangers, I'd never noticed them before.
Oh, yeah, out the back.
Yeah.
The
back of the so there's actually bike hangers.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Usually on a Sunday, the skinny lattes get there before us. Look at that long table we had today.
Oh, we had it
the
today.
The brews are right there too.
Good for a bakery, it was.
So
good. Sure, they wouldn't be good enough for a uni student.
Out to them. What about you? Did you do anything different?
Just a bit of uni and work and then got out. Actually, got back from my ride on Tuesday. Yeah. 5 minutes before I had to go on Zoom. So luckily no cameras on getting dressed while Zooming after the quickest shower of my life. And then Wednesday I usually go out and take advantage of the afternoon shift at work and I like to do a long one, pretty easy. And
massive
then,
day.
Yeah, big day, try to get some good vert gains in.
Was there a couple of comms on Tuesday?
Nah, Tuesday, Z1.
Thursday,
I
the comms.
I targeted a comm of Sarah again.
She's going to hate you.
Sarah an email.
She got a couple more today.
Yeah, but nah, it's good when I can get them solo. So that was, because today I obviously had a train. That was good, pretty fun. I hadn't done Pound Road before. So
full gas. I think you pumped about a minute and a half into my PR. You
never done Pound Road.
I have like years ago. Like,
so knots and pounds. So from the bottom, like literally up.
Yeah, I went down and near the K's and
Yeah.
But
it's a good climb.
A bit of a dead road.
Yeah.
Shit. Fast.
Yeah, it flattens off.
Scary when it's all mossy.
Oh, yeah.
So many potholes too.
So I was coming up there one day, and you know, there's kind of like the valley to the left, and lightning struck a tree and it caught fire as I was like riding up. I called the fire brigade. I was like, there's a bushfire about to start. Shit's on fire.
How'd you get out of there?
Because I was on the other side of the valley. I just like, I'm going to die. Like,
you don't want to be on a carbon bike when there's that shit happening.
Yeah,
nice.
And then Friday had just a gully, absolute
Rico. I saw that. I thought you were reconning for something.
Yeah, and then Saturday was supers, and that was very hard. That was just always on.
It's probably one of the hardest supers I've done in
a
long time.
Really?
It was just on the whole time.
Like, until, I don't know, my average watts had not been that high since the race.
Holy shit.
I was like, oh,
yeah, it was solid.
But it was kind of like, I don't know. It's nice because supers wait at the top of the hill, so...
Yeah,
a few lollies.
It's either full gas or you stop standing, like waiting,
getting cold.
Yeah.
Full gas again.
Yeah.
That's the only problem with that is they stop so many times.
Yeah, especially like when you need to fill up bottles and stuff in the summer.
Mm. Yeah,
but you gotta
soaking, get thirsty.
Yeah,
thirsty work.
Good fun.
And then today was good fun. Another bunchy. Big bunchy.
And a comp.
A few more
and a,
comps.
Oh, yeah, and a comp. Yeah, windy. That was good.
So good.
I
messaged
just got
the group
it.
In the, during the week, and I was like, oh, guys, let's get these.
Yeah.
And then I was like, shit, I hope they forget, because last night we were out at my friend's house. She just bought a new house with her boyfriend, so we went for a dinner party and got home a little bit later. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, I had
not the ideal recovery.
Yeah. But,
no, we remembered.
Nevertheless.
What was it, about 3 seconds?
Four seconds.
So what was that? Was windy point.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I held like 300 for 8 minutes. That was pretty good.
How good?
9 minutes, wasn't it?
Nine minutes.
Not the best conditions.
No, it was shit. Yeah, it was 9:32.
Yeah.
It was cold this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cold.
But then you also took the comm from like the... From the very bottom as well.
Yeah, because you had the green light. I was hoping to get my gilet off.
You don't want the red light.
So it was just flapping around.
Full bottles as well. Yeah. Saddlebag.
Well, there's at least a minute in that.
Yeah.
Just got to wait for a race.
Who had the comm beforehand?
Sarah.
I knew that. I was just like...
I was waiting for a comment today because she hasn't commented yet or messaged me yet, so I wonder if she'll...
Oh, the old silent treatment.
Yeah. I've got a feeling she's going to come back with an absolute vengeance.
Yeah, she'll dish it out. She's so fit.
But all the other top 10 were from the tour this year when they went up.
Yeah.
So they did it in a bunch. You did it in a bunch. So fair.
Same.
Yeah. Just finish line was at the servo for me.
At the bakery.
Yeah. And that's the week done.
Well, that's good. So you're taking comms from pro tour riders, but what does the rest of your week entail? Like, you got to study and work?
Yes, I'm studying primary teaching. I'm in my, well, it should be in my final year, but the first two, I did 3 out of 4 subjects. So I have a catch-up year.
Mm-hmm.
And so just catching up from subjects from first and second year. And then I work at a primary school in the city.
Nice.
How good.
Yeah.
And yourself?
Out of our school care type stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's good. I told my boss I was unavailable mornings.
That
well
played.
But vacation care is usually fun. We get to go to like the movies. Pretty good
year. Yeah. Especially the school holiday vacation care.
She sends me Snapchats like I'm in the office grinding and then she's just that bounce or getting paid.
I'm at off.
Yeah. I'm working.
One for me.
What about yourself?
I'm a mechanical engineer. I work with Donny Pascal at GPA Engineering.
Yep.
So started there late last year. Pretty fresh to that industry.
Mm-hmm.
I finished uni 2020, so been a few years out of uni now, working as a mechanical engineer. My previous job, I was in building services. I don't know if you know. It's more, commercial buildings. As a mechanical engineer, you sort of design HVAC systems, air conditioning for buildings.
Very good.
Alex is like, yep.
Yeah, he knows all about that.
Whenever Ivan sees an aircon,
I wonder how much it throws. I could calculate that.
When I go anywhere, I just like look at the ceiling, look at what's going on.
Where's Ivan always looking up at the aircon?
You look amazing when the air conditioner's blowing your hair across the room.
Yeah. That's it. Nah.
So but a smart cyclist, that's very rare.
What do you mean?
Smart cyclists, they are rare.
What do you mean?
Well,
there's at least two of us here.
Debatable.
Maybe four.
I think we're all educated.
Paulie went like he's another smart cyclist.
Yeah, he's another engineer. He's in his final year. Big one for him. Yep. So he might get a bit quiet on the bike, I reckon, this year.
Yeah, he's saying that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He'll all find time.
All right.
You always do.
Come on, Rang. Hit him with some questions.
All right. So let's first.
Do we get to fire back? Can we ask?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
I've been doing some thinking this week, so
you'd be like, "What is wrong with you, mate?"
Yeah.
There actually was.
We don't have time for that answer.
No.
There was one question that we got from one of the listeners.
Oh yeah.
Are you naming?
Well, can you provide
names? No. From a source not to be named.
Yeah, question for tonight. So who is the real one that makes them lunch for makes them late for Sunday brunch?
Oh, the dogs.
I think it changes every week. So it does change. Yeah, there's no straight answer
going on, listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. The current theme song right now.
Who was it today?
I reckon it was me because my headset was loose.
Yeah, I got out the door and Ivan was screwing his headset.
Yeah, like, I went to get on my bike and my top cap was just spinning. And I was like, oh.
Can't have that.
That's not good.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, we'll ride to Vic Park. And he sprints off and I'm like, yeah, please get on your wheel.
All right. So you can probably guess who asked that one.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yes.
Tommy Timmons.
Yeah.
He said he was going to line up a few, so.
Yeah.
Good on him.
You said your headset was loose.
That's a fair question. Yeah.
What bike do you ride these days?
I ride a Deville. So it's a Filipino bike I got through Nero when they were still racing. But yeah, I love it. Like, I'm a bit attached to it now. Yeah. I don't see
not many of them left.
Would you go to the rim brakes? To the disc brakes?
I think I would if I upgraded. Yeah.
Just probably don't have a choice.
Rim brakes are obsolete now. Like, even doing the warning, like, I was just not supported on rim brakes, really. It was scary.
Yeah,
yeah. It was like, if I flat, I'm gone.
You're done.
Yeah. So if you want to race, you got to be on disc.
Mm.
Even like stopping, going into corners, like,
oh yeah, going into those T intersections
in the bunch when everyone just like jams on the brakes, I'm like going through people on wind brakes.
And we can brake so much later. What about you, White Hooligan? What are you riding?
I've been with Niche Bikes. They've looked after me quite a bit, but I think I'm overdue a new one.
Just saying.
Get a new one.
This episode is sponsored by Niche. Get her a fucking bike.
Yeah. That's a rim brake as well.
Yeah, rim brake.
You're keen to get on the disc.
Are they Thailand or Taiwan?
They're based in Bangkok, but they've... moved over. I think
man who walked through two
minutes. Bit of an inside joke here.
Listeners at home.
Who's fucked a lady boy?
No, not me.
What stays in Bangkok?
No, there's a joke in there about
that. What joke?
What do you call a man? Where's a man going and walks through a turnstile sideways? Bangkok.
I don't get it.
Nice.
No, but they gave me my first ever road bike was an Alloy, and then they gave me a carbon bike when I started racing, and it was custom all pink for me, which was pretty cool, and I called it Barbie up there.
Yeah. They do have iconic. A new disc.
I've been looking online. Yeah.
They look all right, don't they?
I think Legend 4. Yes.
No, because they race in the UCI, the Rouge & Boys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the UCI.
There's a nice purple one. But, I don't know. I didn't ride much last year, so my bike's going. It's working still. Yeah. So.
You should just send
does the job.
Some of the comms that you've got in the last month. Yeah. You'll have a new bike straight away.
Yeah, it'll be cool if I could leave my bike on the Ergo come winter time, because I hopefully keep up training.
The only thing about going disc, though, like, you go into a heavier setup normally. Like, going for something nice and light.
I've got a specialised Alloy. I rode that today.
Yeah.
It's an absolute pig to climb on. Horrible.
Don't send this on, boys.
Absolute pig. Yeah. Give me a rim brake anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be a while to get used to the discs. Because I was speaking to Coffin today about it, and he was like, the braking is just so sudden.
Oh, it's so different.
Yeah.
It's all or nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true, actually.
But I don't know. We haven't really. Well, I personally haven't ridden anything different from my Niche, so it works well for me.
Yeah,
and I like the colours. It's pretty. Yeah. That's what matters. Look good, feel good.
Look good, feel good.
Correct.
It's definitely an eye catcher. Like, people look at it and just
so
like.
So many people were like, "Oh, I love the paint job." Thank you.
I made the mistake of buying a bike because I thought it was pretty, and I hated everything it was selling.
Was this a gravel bike?
No, it was not a gravel bike.
SL7.
No, not that one either.
He's got a few bikes.
I bought a Propel.
Oh,
yeah, those are so nice. Do you not like that?
This was
did you not like that?
2012.
Did you sell that to the uni student?
No, not that one. No.
What color was it? Why did you not
it was
like
the white and blue. It looked really cool. I liked it. I just hated how it rode.
It is quite stiff.
The rim brakes behind the forks on a Propel.
Oh, the rim brake.
It feels like a loose headset. Terrible thing.
The only thing I didn't like about it, it was stiff in the front end, but the cables that came over the top of the...
out of the stem or out of the steer tube. Yeah,
so bad.
Speaking of riding,
the new Propel's
good.
They look sick.
How did you both get into cycling, though?
Probably, oh, let's go going way back, but probably through my dad. Dad used to do like triathlons and the odd road race. And then, yeah, I don't know, just said get on a bike one day and got us a bike and started ripping into it. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, I was brought up in Tassie, by the way, so...
That's right.
I used to do a lot of riding around Tassie. There were very limited roads to ride on, so the same roads... Every day, yeah, like logging trucks, yeah. Like cattle trucks,
and lots of hills.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah, good fun. Yeah, and lots of wind.
Yeah,
and cold. Sort of. When it's
yeah, winter. We lived on like a 5 kilometer straight road, real open, and like that was the road home every day,
every single ride. Yeah,
headwind,
brutal headwind, like every time.
Yeah. And what about yourself, Tori? How'd you get into it?
Well, growing up, I was always pretty sporty. Did a bit of rowing. Played soccer at quite high levels, and I actually got a little bit unwell and had to stop sport. I had an eating disorder and basically just had no power, couldn't keep up, and had to stop sport for a while. And then my dad, he used to ride, but he's passed away. So I always thought, oh, like that's such a dad sport. And he'd come to my soccer games in Lycra. Yeah.
Shit, like, I wouldn't do that.
No.
That's gold.
But, so then when I was wanting to start something new again, like I was thinking about rowing again, but I thought, oh, it'd be so shit, like getting back to that fitness.
Yeah.
Want to do something new. And
cycling's easy.
Yeah. First time I got on a bike, I feel like I just like how you can... just go your own pace, and it's so freeing. It's almost like meditation. And
get out and about.
Yeah.
And scenery, fresh
cover
air.
A lot of ground on the bike.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yep. My half-sister, she did Ironman. She's got kids now. But I always thought that was pretty cool, and I just thought, oh, like I'd love to ride with my dad. So I always think, like, when I'm going hard or think he probably wouldn't.
Did you love it straight away?
Yeah, I loved it straight away. Wow. I was so scared of descending, though. Or, like, going uphill.
I'm still scared of descending.
Like, going uphill, I was so scared I was going to fall off because it was so slow.
Yeah,
and I thought, like,
have that problem
I learned
now.
In sneakers, so as you all do. But I was like, I'm never going to get clip-ins. Like, I've got all the power I need.
And then when you finally get them, you're like, holy shit. This is
delightful. Yeah. Good. There's always that first couple of crashes, though, when you just get clipping.
Clip in and, forget to clip out.
And I started on mountain bike pedals, so...
All right.
Yeah. I touch wood. I've never fallen at a set of lights.
The first time I fell was at the water fountain at Norton Summit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like 20 people there.
I've
never done it. No, I can't remember. Uni students done it a number of times.
Did you get caught, like, in the dirt? Or just
we go.
Have a little rest.
You learn pretty quickly, though.
So talking about Norton, what are both your PBs?
I think mine's like a low 12, 1205, 1206.
Oh, we've got to get under that 12.
Yeah. I'm keen to get under 12.
That magical sub 12.
Yeah.
1206. 1206. Oh, far out. That's so close.
Do you remember the day?
It's on the database.
Was it? Shit, when was it? Was it like 2021?
It was a warm summer's day.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, actually.
I reckon it was like September, October.
Oh, yeah.
It was a full Van Damme. Like, I think it was on Supers or Henry's it was then.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Dan, he just like, after the first switch, he just rode it like 500, like over 500 watts, blew the bunch apart. It was only me, Rylan, and someone else left. And then, we just limped to the top and it was a 12-06. Fast time.
Just a 12-06.
Yeah, lazy 12.
Yeah.
And your PB, Tori, was only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that was on Supers. That was 13:22.
Epic.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Mad.
That
would have been the awesome comm last year, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Sarah said if I'd got new comm, you would have had it.
Yeah, that's all right.
But I'll go back and try again.
We will get it.
That's an incredible time, though.
Yeah.
Sub 13.
Yeah, she's
for a girl. Who's
that's so
impressive. Have you had any like teams or anyone like?
No, we haven't.
Email you or anything?
Only Sparta.
I'm a manager.
I had this one guy ask my number and I just ignored him. And then the next week he commented on my ride and he's like, can I be your manager? I was like, no. I don't know who you are.
I don't know if you know of Wang Industries.
Yeah, Wang's asked a few times.
That's right. Proprietary
Wang. Wang Sports Management. I registered the name last week.
Yeah. Northeast Road office.
Get the massage parlour on board. That's
so you crazy. Said offline that every day is a cheat day, but like, what is what's
What's the go-to cheat?
Yeah, what's the go-to cheat?
Oh,
it's genius. So dependent on mood.
Of course. Let's split it up. Go sweet and savoury. All right, you can pick one.
We love like hitting up the bakery. I don't know, on a Sunday after a good ride. Delicious. I wouldn't really call that a cheat though. It's just like
it's balance.
Yeah.
And I think if you eat too clean, you just become a bit whatless.
Deprive yourself.
You gotta have KFC. You gotta have
KFC.
Yeah, that's our next question.
We'll
keep talking about food. You're on the quest to find the best chocolate muffin in South Australia, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been loving my muffins.
I found them and then the shop closed.
Oh, what?
It was Blessed Cheese at McLaren Vale made these huge muffins that they'd heat up for you in all sorts of weird chocolate and raspberry.
And they closed down.
Yep. You ride there just for that muffin.
Really?
Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah. Apparently in Melbourne they sell purely just the muffin tops. How good is that? Like, you know, the top of the muffin. That's like the biggest and the best bit.
Yeah.
What do they do with the rest?
Yeah, I know.
Make it into a cake.
Make it into a top.
This is all these layers.
Throw it out.
Talking about the cheat meals, you mentioned the good old Colonel there, KFC. Zinger burger, good or bad?
I don't rate the burgers highly. I just like the fried chicken.
I like the chicken wings. I like the oil.
I don't know.
Listeners
at home, there was a small tear, one single tear that came down.
So it's okay. Still eats it. All right. That's
good stuff.
I still respect you.
But you're right, though. Like, it's like if you hold, like, you might train and then after that, have a treat, and then it's not even a treat, is it?
You don't feel bad about having the treat because you've trained.
Yeah,
and when you're eating so much, like when you're training hard, you have to eat a shitload, so you never feel like
it's a bad thing. Right? It should be a good thing.
Yeah.
That's why we ride.
I also kind of think that you can get so caught up with like numbers and being healthy 100%. And being lean, and I've been there, and it's just not. You're just gonna burn out, and life's too short. Yeah. My New Year's resolution this year. Like, I'm well over my eating disorder now. I mean, you have days, but I was like, if I see something, I'm just going to get it. And I was actually used to be so scared of muffins.
Yeah.
It sounds so stupid. That's so real.
That's super cool, though. No, that's super cool because you've embraced it. So
yeah, like and now, like I feel like I have the power. And if I see a muffin, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
And I've had about 20 muffins this year, and that's fine.
So you know how they put like the fruit and veg in the shops, and then the next aisle is usually the bread aisle, which has the hot cross buns.
I
won't eat fruit and veg for the next 3 months because I know that I'll take a trolley full of hot cross buns.
Not a pun for work, but Woolies do these Biscoffi.
Have you tried them?
Yeah.
No way. Oh, yeah, they fell out. Where'd you get them?
I know. At work. I got them at work. No. I got them at work.
The apple cinnamon hot cross bun, like, I will just and cover them in
Nutella. I put them in my trolley by mistake. I put some in my trolley by mistake yesterday and I put them back out.
What do you
even
mean?
In the back pocket on the bike, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Someone was eating one the other day on Bunchy.
It was Sam Golden.
The only hot cross bun.
I smelled it. I was like, who's got hot cross bun?
The only hot cross bun I will shame is the fruitless one.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Serve no purpose.
That was like you and Will going up that climb today. You're like, who's got lollies?
I smell lollies. My eyes lit up. I was like, who's sharing?
Alan's had that like the waft.
Yeah. I was like, I can smell them as well.
Oh, I raw dogged my snakes in my pocket today. They got sticky. I didn't think I was going to sweat because it was cold, but I did.
It got warm, actually.
Yeah,
it was.
That's a good segue in. So what's the funniest sort of blooper or fail you guys have experienced together out on a ride?
Jeez. I reckon there's a couple of good ones. Both, for some reason, on a Strathloop ride. The first one, you know the Paris Creek like road descent leading into Strath?
Yes. Oh,
it's like very far. Good 10K, it's like 50K an hour.
Yep.
But for some reason, me and Toya run single file. Like, we got this big semi-truck stuck behind us.
No, I was getting photos of you for your Instagram.
Yeah,
well,
that's right. Like the last bit of the descent into Strath. Yeah, So Toya was like out in the middle of the road taking photos of me. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm just in the zone riding. And all of a sudden, we just start getting beeped. And this truck starts getting heaps aggressive. He just flies past us down the hill. We're like, what the hell is wrong with him? Like, I didn't know what was going on. And then at the bottom, he's out of the truck.
No, but what did I do to him?
Oh, yeah. This is the good part. But I turned out that Tori had been like riding down the hill with the root finger up in his.
I was just like the whole way down, yeah. Smiling, licking my blonde ponytail.
Yeah, and I'm like, why is this guy so angry?
He's just got the bird. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, fired him up nice.
We get to the bottom. He's fully out of his truck. Like, and I'm like, holy shit!
Yeah, out of
his head was like a watermelon. Like he was a big guy. Yeah. I'm like, shit, we're not stopping here. Let's go.
Let's go. We're not stopping at the Strath Bakery today.
Yeah.
You're going straight through.
Yeah, so that was a pretty funny one. And then you were like, don't do that again.
Yeah, yeah.
Tori, behave.
I was like, if the shit hits a fan, I'm in trouble.
The language that comes out.
That was a good one. What about that hard day?
Oh, yeah. One day, Ivan... road bike was getting serviced.
The Devel was broken down.
Yeah, the Devel was getting reason. Something done.
Yeah.
But Ivan thought he'd ride his TT bike and I thought I'd come. Oh. And oh my God, we got to Strath and I had averaged like 217 watts and that was like a descent in.
Yeah.
And I got there and I sit on the floor of the bakery and I start crying. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to faint, I'm going to pass out. Yeah. And I'm like, stop being dramatic. Yeah. Having a scene. Yeah. I was like, whatever.
That was a crazy
and then,
day.
And then that was hot cross buns. I remember we got a whole packet of hot cross buns. Yeah,
that's so good. Yeah, because she just burnt like 2,000 fucking calories.
We averaged over 36 to Strath. That was on.
Far out.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah.
It's the only reason why I get a TT bike.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just out pain.
Yeah, from that ride. Multiple.
Remember the second one, top of Lofty.
Top of Lofty. I thought we were going to go down the freeway. And I was like, okay, we're done climbing. And then he's like, oh, why don't we go up Creepers? Yeah. I was like, dumb idea. Yeah.
Is there any like rivalry in your training or anything? Like who does more or what? Ooh, like,
not really.
Does anyone
training.
Do sneaky?
Ivan cheats because he's on Zwift.
Yeah.
That's such a case.
Do you ride Zwift at all?
If you have
in the winter, you
in
get
winter,
on there.
Yeah. But I've already more than doubled last year's K's. I was a weekend warrior last year.
Yeah,
I'm a weekend warrior this year. Yeah.
No, we don't really get competitive. But like today, when we go on the front, Tori just started ripping like half wheeling me.
Half wheel hurry,
half wheel hurry. This guy's
bike's always longer than everyone's.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you actually know his bike is
I've
actually
got a long bike.
Long wheelbase.
Yeah. Yeah. No, who else? There's another guy that has one, Leo.
Leo.
What's Leo's nickname on this?
Frankosaurus Rex.
Oh, yeah. he did,
last week he tried to half wheel someone, then he got spat.
He got sick as well.
Was it Curtis?
No, I think it was with Zach. I think it's he was on the front. Yeah. Yeah.
Will he come to Victor? Surely that's a huge.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'll be in Victor.
I'm not coming.
Come
say
hi. Oh, you can. We'll come and say hi.
Oh, shit. Nah, not really much of a rivalry, though. But if we go for a run or anything.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Not cycling around.
Who's
pretty
the
competitive because we don't
the better
really
runner?
Do much.
I hate to say it, but Ivan. And I was training running. And
he's
still
freaking yeah, I know.
Over like 5Ks probably, but if it's longer,
no,
Tori
that
will...
trail run, I absolutely put him to the sword.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Where did you go?
That was after a few beverages.
Yeah, we had a night out and I don't know, I was maybe still a bit drunk or something.
Love it.
I was feeling good.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
That was it.
And I'd been training because it was a winter run and it was just too wet to ride, so I was like, let's do a trail run. And so we did Chambers and we...
That is a good run.
We got
good.
To the end and then Tori's like, oh, surely we just get 15K. Yeah. And I was like, oh, please no.
Yeah, because to the top of the T-junction, it's like 5K, so up and back. Yeah.
Well, what about the time? There was this one time running
just unpacking
Chambers.
Here.
I love this. It was amazing.
And we were getting close to the car and we saw our average speed was something and we wanted to get a bit faster, but then we started sprinting. We were kind of like going ham, but Ivan can get his legs moving
like,
so
downhill.
Fast down the hill. Like his wheels are spinning, his feet.
Yeah.
And like...
But we're like going around walkers and stuff. They would have thought, what's wrong with
this? I was yelling at him. I was like, slow down. And like yelling at him.
That was fun.
Oh, that was pretty funny. Yeah. And then we went to the bakery again.
Yeah, yeah.
I love this. I love this. Banter, bakery. Exercise yeah. followed by bakery. I like it.
Yeah. Always end with the bakery.
It's a donut fixes relationship. A lot of things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I came up on Instagram like somewhere.
Simple things keep us happy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm. Nah, so what happens if we get to like a solid fitness disagreement? Like how are we going to solve that?
Donut.
Have a donut.
We've got to get to the donut.
That's it.
What are we? Fitness disagreement. What about that day we did 6 hours? Like massive.
That was awesome.
Climbing day.
Yeah.
And that was so fun. We went like up Green Hill, 3,000 meters deep.
It's more like if Tori's into riding, I train. If Tori's not into riding, I don't do as much. Yeah. We sort of motivate each other. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, you probably, because I guess you've been doing it longer. You've been training longer, Ivan?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Since I was like 17, I reckon. Yeah. 18, started riding a bit more. Seriously.
Ever since I and I like started being together or whatever, I remember riding with him and it would always just be so fun. And I always thought, yeah. I still do. Yeah. No, but like,
but she's coming for you.
So like riding on Ivan's wheel is just how I get fit.
I've also been on that wheel many times and it fucking hurts. Yes. Yeah.
Except that one day after I dropped you out the cork and you were on my wheel.
I don't remember that.
No. I don't want you to remember.
Was that the 40-degree day?
When you did those 6 peaks and I just did 3.
Yeah. That was the Cervelo, the summit challenge. Yeah. Me and Paul did it.
Yeah.
Tori joined us for the last climb and just ripped us apart.
And I did see one all before.
Yeah. that was mean. That was.
I was like, oh, this is my time.
Yeah. It was good fun. I'll never forget that one.
Hmm.
Didn't win the bike though.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be some sort of
we'll tell you who won shortly actually. They've got their
Yeah, we had
up.
Some bribes to try and for people to win. Yeah. It was all legit.
All
so
clean.
Is there anything you guys have tackled maybe together as a ridiculous fitness challenge?
Yeah.
Have you done anything really silly?
We both did the Grafton one year. It wasn't really a fitness challenge.
When you did that, what's that big that
Everesting?
Everesting?
Oh yeah, that
did
was
you ever
awesome.
Green Hill?
Yeah.
No, that's right. Like COVID time. Yeah. I didn't do it. Yeah, I just joined.
Middle of winter, like pretty.
Oh, yeah. Dark and dreary.
It's a lot of green hills.
How long was it?
It's 20 something.
19, I think. Yeah. It was close to 20.
Yeah.
If I'd have known it was going to take me 11 hours.
But you got hit by a car on that day. Remember? You got not falling off here, but like touched.
A ute like swiped me. Dan was with me. Dan will be able to tell the story.
Yeah.
Dan Seawick.
Yeah, he towed me for a few. Rylan as well was awesome.
Yeah, had a few.
And Tori came for the last one.
People ones. Come out.
Yeah,
and then we had a bakery stop.
Another donut. Gives you lemons, have donuts.
Yeah.
This is part of your title.
But then on the last lap, because I had a double day then. Went out and met Ivan for his last lap and I couldn't even keep up. He just had this like...
Oh, dude, get into like demon status.
Yeah.
I've done lots of them and I just get faster.
Yeah, that's it. I think I had like 3 left and I was like, shit, I don't know if I can finish it. It seems
when
like such
a small
task.
When you go like 3 left, that's like 3 hours. Yeah. You go up and back.
It is too, isn't it?
Yeah, when I was doing my loops, it was like an hour per lap and I was like, I've got like...
Far out. Was that the Monty
thing? This church did a journey, 500Ks.
Mutant.
Norton Monty loops. Yeah.
500K, 10,000
Vert.
What? How long did that take you?
24 hours almost exactly.
Holy shit. What was your average
speed? 25, just under 25.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
That's some mental strength there.
I love
there.
That stuff though. Yeah, that's the only reason I was doing it. It's good fun. Find the mental
now,
challenge.
Yeah. Did you have questions for this man?
I did. I don't know if I...
This is our podcast.
Thinking
a bit this
week. No, nothing's off limits. He agrees to it.
Doing a bit of thinking this week. There's this Instagram page.
Oh.
Adelaide Sucks for Cycling.
Yeah.
Does that ring any bells with anyone here?
No, it's not me. No. Yeah, Tori asked me a while ago.
I can't remember who it is.
It's just that you had a funny answer to the question. That's why I'm asking again. I can't remember. What was the answer, Tori, that he gave you? He was like, oh, surely it's this person.
He just wiped it off.
Yeah. Cashy's mentioned who he thinks it is, but no, 100% not.
I couldn't remember who it is, but it's not.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if you've seen the uptake in quality of the managing of the socials recently. So he's way
true.
Probably taken some.
Can't be a boomer.
Some point fives will be coming your way.
Yeah,
that is good.
What are your What are your plans for? Obviously, racing this year. You had a pretty good result in the water.
Yeah.
Let's touch on that.
There's a few things that have to go right for that to happen. You have to get a bit lucky and have a good day. Like, it's a long day.
Especially on rim breaks.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was worried about
where'd
that.
Where'd you end up? Sixth, was it?
Yeah, sixth, yeah. Which that's is pretty good for me. It's, awesome. Probably, it's actually my best NRS result, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After sort of semi-retiring and just having a crack now, I guess. But I don't know. It's, yeah.
What happened to Wahoo that day?
Oh, I couldn't upload the actual file because my Wahoo just fell off on the Great Ocean Road. I went to look down. I was like, how many Ks to go? And it just...
It's
was
gone.
Just my mouth.
Oh, shit. Like, yeah. Do you even keep riding?
Yeah. It's like such a big day.
Yeah.
Did you get someone to tag in on the ride or not?
Nah, so I just did a manual. The old manual. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just keep it simple.
Upload the
results. Yeah. pretty cool. Massive day, though. It was, yeah, I don't know why I sort of... I had a bit of momentum around that corner. I don't know if you saw, you were watching on TV, but I was just like, oh, shit, I got a bit of...
Up braggling.
Yeah,
there.
There's a bit in the legs here. I'll just float off the front.
And crack.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then big. When I got away, I was like, shit, no one's chasing me down. Yeah. And then all these hammers came across. I was like, this could be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gold. So good. That's
I loved awesome. It.
But like, I wasn't like feeling heaps good or anything. It just... Yeah,
it was
just
also
when you
like
put yourself out there, like good things can happen. I think.
But you were flying, curious, yeah. Going into it.
Yeah, I was going alright.
But
yeah.
You only knew a week out that you were going to do it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I didn't have any pressure, or didn't even know I was doing it. So
you just had
that
fun.
Helps. I think.
Yeah.
Crack.
Yeah.
You did so well.
That's awesome. Well, I don't know. Goals. I want to have a crack at maybe Road Nationals next year.
Yeah.
In Perth. It's in a bit Perth. Of a faster to get to, but
yeah,
that's
it is
sort of on the list, and then. Three Peaks has been on my list for a while now. I want to have a rip on that one.
Haven't
I think
before?
There's a few boys. Nah, I've never done that one.
No,
have you guys?
Yeah,
no,
yeah I've done it once. Yeah.
Actually, you did it with Donnie, didn't you?
Yeah, that's the first time I met Donnie. Yeah.
Was Donnie the one that threw the gelée into your wheel?
No.
I think I'm going next year.
Huh?
I think I'm going next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
With Queen Laquifa.
It's a big one this year. I love Lee Turner's pump up speech. Did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah. No,
so motivational.
Yeah, bang, bang. Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah.
Such a motivator, that
good
dude.
Good talk of that bloke.
What about you, Wahooligan? Aside from everyone else's qualms.
Oh, yeah, that's a race for me. I like racing, getting qualms. But I don't know, I haven't had a race license, like, I haven't raced in Racken 3. I don't know, when was my last race?
Did you do Super Series Wallaroo. Last year?
Yeah, Tori capped Wallaroo. So
remember?
I don't know.
Were you there when her and it was Nicola, wasn't it? No, who was it?
No. Oh, my God. Who was it? Ali.
Ali Anderson. those two were up the road in the women's and the men's bunch. We were behind them and we made sure we didn't pass them so we could watch their finish.
Yes.
And she rode her off the wheel.
Like, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So hard.
I was like, nah, just hold on.
No, because I used to be so scared on gravel and I'd either be like off the back.
Was that last year or the year before? The year before, because it was the old course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The one where we done the laps, four laps.
When Nick Buddy put his foot in my spokes.
That's a good course.
Yeah.
And you're with Butterfield, you're back on Butterfield, just gone full circle?
I don't know. Not really officially with anything at the moment. Like, I don't know.
I've got some jets.
New Energy Racing. New Energy Racing. I don't know if you know those guys. They're associated with GPA and they're kind of keen to have me help out as well with them. They're keen to take the next step.
We've got a spot on Keystone as well.
Yeah, right.
Are you guys all racing Barry?
No, I'm racing Masters this year.
Me and Cashy.
Oh, no Masters way.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Barry.
No, too much.
Damn, we need some more blokes.
To Barry?
Yeah, we need some more horsepower on the scratch bunch.
I won't be in scratch. I'll be in like
I would not be
minutes.
In scratch. I'd be like off 8 minutes or something. Not
Limit will win it. So
that's freaking cool.
Yeah. It's in a couple of weeks.
Trying to convince Tori to do Barry.
Have you done it before? Back. I wanted to though to see if I could get a come and try
license. Use a different email address and get a come and try license.
Yeah, I'm like,
you've got to get into, you've got to race Super Series.
Yeah.
Especially freeway around. You'll rip them in freeway around.
Yeah, you would. Just watts.
Yeah, just you'll smash them.
I don't know.
So, what about you guys? Notable mentor. Goals for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Goals.
Or even with the podcast, like, it's a cool thing you guys got going. Is there any next steps? YouTube channel? I don't know.
We have spoken about publicly announcing. We are on the lookout for a sponsor for the pod. For this year.
Not Luca Electrical?
That's always a sponsor. I assume we're going to hit up Cervelo again for next year's TDU.
We're going to have to step it up, aka I wouldn't mind in a Sparrow, just saying.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What else?
I'd like to make it visual, eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool. That'd be awesome.
I'm about 3 days past 12 months of my last silly ride, so there's some cogs turning. You might see something on Strava in the next 30 days. Like
then you won't tell any of us.
No.
Just upload.
I'm about it. I gave
away plenty of hints, champ.
Yeah, but I'm not bright.
I even sent you a video.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no. What about some notable mentions? There's some cool stuff happening.
Well, we do. Off the bat, funny, good segue around the Cervelo. The Radelaide Summit Cervelo S5 winner.
And winners.
Winners. Yep. Sorry. He's received his frame. And
his S5.
Yes, that's what I said. Yep.
Let him finish.
And, thank you. And he's had his local bike shop build it up as well. And I believe, if I can let Wang chime in here, you received a photo with the socials. You're a man of the people now.
Yep. He got the sapphire blue or that purple one. So
with the silver fork.
Yep. Nice. And then I think he's done a new build with Altegra 12 speed. So he sent a photo through to the pod page. And looks very nice.
Good work.
And then we also had the second place, David Latte, who was the Focus frame winner. So he's got that and is doing a build on that at the moment as well.
Shimano, of course, yeah.
No, SRAM. So he's on the lookout for some SRAM race wheels for anyone listening out there. Some 35 to 50 mil carbons because he's building it up for his son. So.
Oh, good lad. That. Yeah. That's nice. So, mate, you know what? Anything. Go to David, if you're listening, go to Fast Sports.
He will be listening.
Fast Sports, you can build up a good wheel set, good hubs. Yeah.
Not sponsored.
Maybe sponsored.
Yeah. They want to.
Share, let's go. All right. Yeah. Also, now this is actually, being that Wang is a man of the people, at McLaren Vale, there is a cafe called the Oxenberry Farm. Now, the local business is now up and running. And they're actually a long-time listener of the pod.
Yes.
So they are actually offering, if you mention Wang 10, no, if you mention the Radelaide Summit podcast on the weekends, you can get a coffee and muffin deal for $5.
Now tell me in this day and age where you're getting a $5 coffee and muffin deal.
You can't even get a coffee for $5.
Yeah, coffee for $5.
That's it.
Yeah. I remember the days when Brunelli did the $2 brews. Oh, those really? Were lethal.
Yeah. Oh, they
were. You'd be at the shit up front.
The team would be there before a crit.
So, yeah, so Oxenberry Farm Wines is the name of their business.
Oh, is it? Thank you. Thank
26
you.
To
Thank
28.
Thank you for putting that in there.
That's right. 26
that.
To 28 Kangaroo Road, McLaren Vale.
Farm Wines.
So $5 coffee and muffin deal on the weekend. Just mention the podcast.
That is a amazing deal. I like it.
So, yeah, head down to McLaren Vale. Head down to Oxenberry Farm. And get a bloody deal. We have a friend of the podcast, Mr. Sornoff. He's leaving for Europe.
10 p.m. tonight.
10 p.m. tonight. I love that you know that.
Shall we go to the airport and send him off?
Yeah, send him off.
So, who's Mr. Sornoff?
Mr. Sornoff. So hopefully he can get some good results because I think that he's just been on the cusp. You know, he's super strong in the national stuff. I think he just needs to get a good result overseas and hopefully he'll get a leg in.
He just had COVID
last week. Arm, whatever it is.
Tip.
Just all you need is a tip.
Oh, my God.
Just a tip. Someone know. Yeah. He had COVID last week as well, so hopefully he's over that.
So, right. So best of luck over there.
He's got a few months of immunity.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
True that.
Speaking of deals...
So last week after we joked about
the
bikey wipes, so the Suzanne from Bikey Wipes reached out and wanted to listen to the pod, so we sent her a copy. Yep. We joked about the Wang 10 code, but it's now
exactly what she's done.
So, got it.
So surfs up Bikey Wipes, Hang 10, brah. So
Wang
not
10
the brah, but just Wang 10, shaka brah.
Wang 10 for Wang 15% discount on Bikey Wipes.
And
get
it's
on
not
them.
.com.au.
No, just .com.
Just .com.
Yep. So she corrected me on that. So
BikeyWipes.com.
I wiped my bike over when we got home from church today and
which bike did you ride today?
The Soloist.
Oh.
And we've got some products coming for yourself, Alex, and Cashy this week.
Thank you.
Should be delivered this week. So
love
you guys can try them out as well.
Now,
Thank you, Wang. I appreciate you are a man of the people. And again, I not to blow smoke, and your head is quite large at the moment. But
and shiny.
You've done a shiny.
Yes. Actually, Nate smacked me in the head with a basketball today. Got me right on my fiber.
Mate, you are doing well with the Instagram. So, if listeners, if you ever do need to slide into some DMs, Wang's your man.
I'm your man. Right? Yeah. I've slid into a few DMs in my life.
Oh, shit. And just lastly, listeners, there is a song, Norton Summit. There's some sort of rap song.
We'll try and find it.
The listeners are going to find it and send it to us, I reckon.
Yeah, can you do that? Yeah.
Whoever
yeah,
knows it, send it across to us, please.
I know Hoag's does. Hoag's had it on his story many moons ago. Yeah.
He loves it.
So it's good. But that's it. Notable mentions at the moment.
That's amazing.
Is that all we had?
Yeah, that's it.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Good. Jam-packed.
So, that's a lot of deals for people that listen to the potty.
Yep.
Wang 10.
I'm a full-time influencer now. I can go back to part-time work. I'm just an influencer.
Shall we jump right in?
We shall. So let's jump right into it. The main reason why we exist is let's see who's been spinning up the summit this week and check out the times for the folks who's been giving us a show. It might be the fast guys. It might be the slower ones. It may even be everyone in between. But like I said, we'll dive into their rides a little bit more robustly and then see who has caught our eyes on the leaderboard for some hand-picked time and fun analysis.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. So,
did you sniff my beer or something or other?
Yeah, it's got a whiff.
Why, Hooligan, who was the fastest?
Who was the fastest man this week?
Yeah. So Captain Humble over here. Yeah.
The fastest man has a big grin on his face right now. He knows who it is.
It's been a while.
He's in the room.
Yeah. It's the Wang. Yes. And his power was 414 watts.
Just keep in mind, it is a CRM.
In the background, Cashy and I have been keeping a spreadsheet on the Wang's times up Norton Summit, and I'm going to say that I reckon you've put on 2 kilos with that.
No.
That's no,
cold evening.
That was a tailwind. It was tailwind, that's why.
Tailwind.
Yeah. But up there with the real Shamoy on Tuesday.
Yeah.
What did he do?
The time, 12:13. And your average rapid beats, are we allowed to say?
Yeah.
168. Pretty lean. Or was that
there? Well, some people have asked that before. Plenty have asked.
That's amazing.
Nice. Impressive.
It is impressive.
I did. I took my own advice on looking for the best day last week, and Tuesday was it.
Was it solo?
Majority of it
after you dropped the real Shamoy.
Yeah.
We did actually wait for him.
No, he blew, but he's done fuck all this week. This year, should I say, and he still pulls
he's done
a sub 13.
1,700 Ks for the year and still does a 12
he's
minute
done a 12:46.
Is he doing Victor?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, is he? Yeah.
Definitely no goal.
He will be on a mission.
Yeah. Yeah, he went to the actually, he went probably halfway to the first switchback, and then we passed Louis, you know, who came on the ride today.
Oh, yeah.
Louis Freshie.
Yeah. So then he saw us coming, so he jumped on the front. No, he jumped on the front and ripped it to the
old satellite rider.
Yeah. We just come across him. And then he ripped it to the first hairpin, and then I went through. And maybe I went through a bit hard. He and then popped. I looked behind and there was no one there.
Maybe I went a bit hard.
TT bike.
What about the fastest woman this week? Conveniently in there.
Yeah. I'm not too sure.
Wow. Pretty impressive power for a girl.
Shots fired.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's probably
someone
a much more tactful way to say that, but yes.
Yeah. Nah, the one and only Wahooligan with a 14:38.
That's part
of. Did you edit my PB?
I did. I've updated the master. Yeah.
Done now.
Yeah.
How many? 279 watts.
That's rapid watts.
That was only like 3 less than my PB.
Your goal is to hit. To average 300 for Norton's? Is that your goal?
Well, my goal first was 290, but I reckon 300.
300 now?
Yeah.
And I reckon if you do 300, we'll get the comm.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
On a good day.
That was 117K day.
Yeah, supers.
Big day.
Okay. Just easy. Men's bracket.
15-minute bracket.
I've got a copy of that. All right. New to the potty with a 15:04, equaling their PB.
I thought I'd put that in.
Yeah. So how pissed would you be? 15:04,
Speaking of
331 watts with
good watts.
Code Brown.
Tom Dumoulin.
Yeah, yeah. Getting close to their PB. New Matey's rolled a 1507.
New Matey.
Yeah, 342 watts. That's big watts.
Yeah.
He's not that heavy, is he?
No, he's tall, though.
He's tall. Yeah, he's okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Same size. Really.
Well, I don't know, is he?
With a. I'm going to say this next one's targeted. With only a 28k ride, this guy's done a 1507, the Locust. 169 beats per minute.
Better hop right to it.
Yeah, yeah. Coming in fourth with some big watts, 352 watts for a 1511 as part of a 111k day. Doyles ain't oils.
Yeah, he's just a big diesel, that bloke.
Big diesel.
He's strong, that boy.
And lastly, with a thumping 180 beats per minute.
Oh, my mate.
1515, Rotund Wiener Lord.
Rotund Wiener Lord.
A couple of minutes off of their PB of 1307, though.
Rotund.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. Cashy, what's happening in the women's bracket?
So I just went with the fastest, obviously, Wahooligan being the top woman, so we won't repeat that one.
Apparently impressive watts for a woman.
Yes.
I'll be speaking to him later tonight. Yeah.
You're not allowed on Zoom next week.
No,
you're
Maria.
On the couch.
No, Maria.
All right. Second off the... off the ranks, we've got Savage Sweet Potato with a 1624.
Married life, treating her well.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just reminiscing every time she rides past now. Yeah.
174 beats per minute, 247 watties. Second off the ranks, we've got Shaquille Oatmeal with a 1725, 103K day, 239 average watts, 190 beats per minute.
Yeah. That's up. No. Well, maybe.
Oh. Yeah, well, it
is it really?
Sorry, guys.
It quite possibly is.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at that.
So, if you're listening, which I'm sure you am,
Shaquille O'Neal,
get in touch with me if you want to change your name.
Did you say get in touch with me?
I mean,
or
get
us?
In touch with the pod.
So, well done. Well done, Shaquille O'Neal. My God. Next
third
up,
place.
We have
moving
breast
along.
End. This one was a good one. That was quite good. With a 1923, 15K ride.
That is targeted.
I had a double
up and
take.
Down. Yeah. Up and down. With
drive your car to the
not
uni and then straight out.
Yeah, no.
No warm-up.
So no, maybe it's
two uploads.
Yeah, maybe it's the dual uploads.
Oh, I see. Sure to know it.
I live 3.6 kilometres from the bottom of Norton, and he will ride past my house, and it's like on. So no
So she's no power, but 162 beats per minute. So I reckon she's got a bit more in her there. But yeah, I like the targeted ride. Next off the ranks, we've got a new, not new listener, new rider.
New rider.
New entry.
Handle name. New entry. We've got Chuck Nolan's castaway friend. So for any viewers. Exactly. Thank you. With a 1928. So just a little bit off her PB. 212 watts there on a 108K ride. So not bad at all. Last but not least, we have... we've got another new one, Cardi B's sister. At the moment, it is a PB at the moment with a 1934, 40K ride, 190 average beats.
Yeah, yeah. Oof. Youngin.
So youngin.
Cardiac
or
arrest.
Just yeah, yep. I can't even get that. Yeah. So that's the women's.
Very you've got good. Us a handpick.
And there was
after...
62 women in the summit. That's public. That's yeah. public.
That was
so,
more than last week, wasn't it? Was it 50 something last week?
Yeah, so it's getting better. Good work, girls.
The girls are getting it done.
Yeah,
sure. Love that. And then for the handpick this week, so this guy got in touch with
the pod.
He got in touch with the pod. He sent through a message saying that he listened to Wang's weather report, took advantage of the good winds on Tuesday, and got his Norton PB. So with a time of 16:36 on 102 kilometre ride, I think he said he beat his PB
by
42
seconds.
Yeah, there you go, 40 seconds. Yeah, 40 odd seconds. So he's now going to be a regular listener of Wang's weather. So 275 average. That was estimated. He's got no power meters. That's Strava
estimated. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. 169 beats per minute on an average of 19.8. So we have
Common Whore 05, which is a bit of a play on
that. What's that name?
Common Whore 05.
I want to see that so deep.
Tori and I are able to do a hand pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. You want to go first, Tors? Or? Wait. I reckon I'll go. Oh, I don't know the time. I think it was close to mine. But I reckon the Hoff pulled a massive, massive effort.
Yep. Maybe we can't give away his power.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah.
But he, I think.
Pumping headwind.
Was it just on 13 yesterday?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. Trying to chase you down. He did do a 10-minute all-time PB.
He said he, like, could see you guys. Or, like, he was just keeping, like, the same distance, but couldn't get on.
Holding
the
gap, yeah.
Yeah, he was just holding an equal gap.
Yeah, he's moving. Yeah.
That is
gone. He passed me on the basket and I thought he had a motor on his bike. Yeah, I heard him coming and I was like, oh, that's like, one of the old
e-bikes.
And it's off. Like, flying.
There has been an e-bike on Norton's this week. I've flagged him a couple of times.
Let him go.
No,
at least get
him
to lead you out.
He's been doing like, actually he could because he's been doing 12:30s.
Yeah, what are
on the e-bike.
Go on.
Yeah, so maybe.
Challenging your spot.
If you want me to stop flagging your rides and you're listening, lead us out.
Oh, he's probably... Oh, he's getting fit.
Kudos to all the riders going up north and some of this.
We'll just put it as an e-bike segment, please.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good idea.
My stepmum would take the quam.
Yeah, she would. Yes, she would.
Pretty sure she'd be
lead us out. Yeah,
she's been into the nines or tens on the e-bike.
Oh,
that is...
Yeah. Well, I reckon we could get there. I reckon we could get in the tens behind the motor.
And on the scooter.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I mean with me behind you. Yeah, maybe we need to have another crack.
You should. Come on, Petey. You have a massive laydown. Yeah. Bring Ivan, though.
Speaking of,
ladies and gentlemen... Wang's Weather, brought to you and sponsored by the Wellness League podcast. What is our best day to go up north
so
summer this week?
Best pick of the week is tomorrow, actually. So we've got
that'd
some
be
nice
Monday the 25th.
Yeah, if that's tomorrow, it is. Yep. Shit, it's my dad's birthday today.
Good work, Ian.
Tomorrow, Monday the 25th, there's some good west-southwesterlies after 12 p.m., between 12 p.m. and 4:30. So if you want to nudge tomorrow,
after
that's
work,
your time.
Get it done. Just. Should be good weather too.
Got to work tomorrow for me, unfortunately.
One of those days. All right, Wahooligan and the Beta. We've got some stuff coming up in cycling over South Australia. If you'd like to let the listeners know...
No prob. So what do we got here? We've got the Barry Skinner Classic. It's a couple of weekends away, I think. Yeah. Week after Easter.
Yep. It's on your birthday.
Yeah, it is actually. 6th of April. It's my birthday.
You know there is a bit of a podcast. I don't know, what do you call it? Like a tradition or...
That's a good luck charm.
Good luck charm.
If you go and race Barry, I will bet on you after being on the pod.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's been a few that have gone.
If a person go on podcast, they win.
What are the examples? We've got... what's the wombat
Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's.
Oh,
there's a number of them.
Yeah. I think Sawn-Off.
Sawn-Off,
Queen Victoria.
Nice.
All right, that's good. That's
bad.
Nah, heaps keen for that one, though. Yep. Love a good old chop-off handicap.
Smash yourself.
Yeah.
So that's the Tour of Barry / the annual Riverland Classic. That's the 50th anniversary as
Holy
well.
Shit.
Yeah.
What was it like racing the first one, Wayne?
I was there the first one. I remember it. It was on Kane Wills.
What's next, Wahooligan?
We had the Gravity Girls, which I presume would be a gravel ride.
Yeah.
Gravity Enduro.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
Halloran Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, we saw on the Nord Cycling Club, they had some gravel racing coming up. That looked really fun.
Yeah.
I reckon we should get a gravel bike.
Another bike to the
Sparrow.
Just get another bike.
Let's go. A Sparrow.
So that's Sunday the 7th of April though on.
Yep. Nice. What next one from Mount Gambier Cycle Club is the Kalanga de Gadu
race. Some really
race.
Cool races going over in Mount Gambier. Kalanga
on the 7th
road
of
race.
April. Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot happening.
And then a couple of junior training sessions at the Edwardstown track. That's Monday and Wednesday, 25th and 27th of March.
And then the most important one, Wahooligan.
They get the time is wrong on there as well. It's a 7 a.m. depart. Yeah.
Mm. We've got Wang's Victor Loop, which is going to be an absolute chopper. It's going to be fast.
So 7 a.m. departure.
What's KW?
Krusty Wang.
Krusty Wang.
I thought it was King Wang.
Krusty Wang. I love that he went to King Wang. Yeah, mate, you just got masters of me.
The King Wang Cycling
Club. So that is a 7 o'clock depart from 7
o'clock departure.
I'm targeting sub 6 hour. Ooh. For the loop.
Shit.
It's going to be a good day. And then we're going to back up for Saturday, and then we'll do another church on Sunday. Yeah.
The question is, do you if you want that sub 6, do you want, are you stopping at
Victor? No. We'll stop.
We'll have to keep it simple for people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad the Paulie puncher today. I was going to piss myself. I was busting so bad.
Have you never in a race been like, gently pushed and
stage
flying out the side?
Stage fright.
I've only ever done it once.
Yeah. This guy can't.
I can't do it.
Pistol, it's called age change. All right. Well, shall we?
Yes.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, Wang, all creatures in between.
Thank you.
A special thank you to our local powerhouse guests for coming on the show. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Been fun.
For all you listeners out there, if you have enjoyed yourself, why don't you give us a follow through your favourite podcast app and access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe. Hit the bell icon.
Ding!
And don't forget to tell all your friends and share it with everyone.
Now, we're all over the socials, which is run by moi. We'll give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out, along with other podcast news info. And if you want to support the podcast, head to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And if you donate, we'll give you a shout-out on the pod next week.
Yes, and we would love your feedback and to know your thoughts. So hit us up. Let's have a chat through our Facebook or Instagram page, or shoot us something through to our email at RadelaideSummit@gmail.com. And with that...
Here we go.
Conditioners on. What are goosebumps for, Wang?
Don't know. Whatever.
Slowing geese down, you fuck. See you at the summer this week.
Bye.
Bye.
See you guys.